The following audio offers a range of guided breathwork techniques, from simple to more advanced. We want you to breathe in a way that is safe for you, so please ensure that you are following the cues of your own body over the guidance received here. If you need to breathe differently, or if it doesn't feel good to you, please stop and resume normal breathing. It is always each participant's responsibility to look after their own physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Please take extra precautions or skip the breathwork here if you are pregnant, have a detached retina or glaucoma, if you suffer from seizures, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, or have any respiratory issues. Always follow the advice of a medical professional.
Hello, my name is Nicole George, founder of Sovereign Magazine, and welcome to Moon Mondays with Miranda Murphy Gall, your personal moon mentor. This week, Miranda shares with you the energy of the new moon. The new moon is a wonderful time to set intentions for yourself and to see how the new moon's energy might impact you this week. Grab a pen and paper to write down what most resonates with you and what intentions you will set for yourself this week. This guided audio ritual is for you to set aside some protected time to feel into this moon's energy. For more insights, you may go to www.sovereign-magazine.com/moon. Without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy your new moon download from your personal moon mentor, Miranda.
This new moon is in Aries and falls on Monday, the 8th of April. This new moon is also a solar eclipse, and a total solar eclipse at that, visible for those of you in North America. This solar eclipse will not be visible from Australia or Europe, and yet we are a whole globe, and we will all be affected by its energies. Aries is the first sign of the wheel in the zodiac, symbolized by the ram, and it represents an energy of new beginnings and the courage and willpower to initiate the new. An Aries new moon gives us the energy of confidence, sheer force of action, and enthusiasm toward what we desire in our life. The energy of the solar eclipse provides a new start that could feel almost supernatural and is a powerful catalyst for change. This month's theme at Sovereign Magazine is uncertainty. And so in today's ritual, breathwork, and meditation, you will be guided to find a source of trust and discover tools within you to help you move through the energy of uncertainty. Both Aries and the solar eclipse are powerful sources of energy as related to the element of fire. And so today's ritual will include a fire ceremony for you to bring your intention into the flames of transformation. For this, you will need your journal, some paper, a pen, a candle, and a fireproof vessel in which to burn your paper. Please take every precaution when using fire, and whether it be inside or outside your home, ensure you have some water nearby. In today's breathwork and meditation, I will guide you to gain clarity over how it feels to trust yourself and gain awareness of what fears may create uncertainty. We will practice a breath called Ego Eradicator in Kundalini Yoga, which will burn off any residue of fear and allow you to enter into your meditation to locate your own personal sources of trust. The breathwork combines a pose and the pranayama known as Breath of Fire. I will guide you to make fists with both hands and extend your thumbs, and then lift both arms above your shoulders to make a Y shape with your arms or a 60-degree angle. You will hold up your arms and begin the Breath of Fire, in which you breathe deeply into your belly, expanding your belly, and then pump your belly in as you sharply breathe out through your nose at a fairly rapid pace. It will sound something like this. When you are ready, find a quiet space in which to practice, gather your items, and light your candle. Let us begin. Sitting up with a nice, tall spine, make fists with both hands and extend your thumbs. Elevate your arms above your shoulders and head, making a Y shape with your arms, and stretching your arms long, fists to the sky, and thumbs pointing toward one another, but not touching. Close your eyes and take a deep inhale breath and allow your belly to expand outward, and then pump your belly in and breathe out sharply through your nose. We will begin slowly and then increase the pace, breathing for about 1 minute total. Breathe into your belly, let it expand. Pump your belly in, exhale sharply through your nose. Practicing this slowly a few times. Then, speeding up the pace of your breath as it feels comfortable. Sharp breaths out the nose. Belly pumping in on the exhale. Maintaining the extension of your arms. Keep going. You can do this. Just a little bit more. Continue holding the arms up. Now breathe in deeply and hold your breath. Press your thumbs together above your head. Squeeze your pelvic floor. Squeeze your belly, drawing the energy up towards the top of your head. And then open mouth. Release your breath. Release your arms down. And simply feel into your energy. Keep your eyes closed and let your hands relax onto your lap, allowing your breath to return to a natural rhythm. Feel into your body. Notice your belly. Notice your chest. Notice your forehead, the space between your eyebrows. These are the three energy centers you will be listening to today. I want you to think back to a decision you made recently that worked out beautifully. Something which you maybe could not have known would work so well or be so positive prior to your arrival at that end result. Hold that memory for a moment. Now drop your mind's eye down into your belly, shifting your attention to the area around your belly button. This is your center of power. The language of the gut only says yes or no. thinking about when you made your decision and feeling into your belly. What does it feel like? What energy is there? Can you feel into that yes? Now shifting your attention up to the center of your chest, to your heart. This is your center of love. The language of the heart speaks simply. How much love do you feel toward a certain path? How does your heart center feel as you consider making that decision? What is the energy like? How much do you love your decision? Next, allow your attention to move up to your forehead and come to rest in your mind's eye, the space in between your eyebrows. This is your center of wisdom. When you think of the decision you made, what is your mind's eye telling you about the insight or wisdom you had just prior to making your decision? Can you remember what you instinctively felt you ought to do? If you would like to pause the recording and make a note of those feelings in your centers of power, love, and wisdom, you may do so now. Next, I want you to close back your eyes and cast your mind back. And think of another recent decision or a time you faced a deep uncertainty. Perhaps you had a big decision to make and you spent some time in the discomfort of that decision, not knowing what to do. For a moment, tune into the fears that you felt about making that decision. What was present for you? What were you most worried about? Where in your body did the fear and worry live? Did you feel any tension in your center of power, love, or wisdom? Allow one sentence to arise about what you most feared about making that decision. Was it a particular outcome? Was it an inability to trust in yourself? Perhaps how it might affect your future? listen deeply and allow one sentence to arise about what you most feared about making that decision. When that becomes clear, open your eyes and write it down on your piece of paper. Then fold or roll it up. Bring your candle and your fireproof vessel closer. And when you're ready, you're going to say, "I release my fears around decision-making to the fire." And then light the paper and allow it to burn safely in the vessel before you. Once the paper has completely burned, close your eyes once more. Place your hands on your belly. Say out loud or repeat in your mind the phrase, "I will listen to my center of power." Move your hands to your heart and repeat, "I will listen to my center of love." And finally, place your hands on your forehead and say, "I will listen to my center of wisdom." When you feel complete, release your hands, open your eyes. Thank yourself, thank the moon, and blow out your candle. You are complete. That concludes our Moon Monday New Moon Ritual for April. I will be back in a couple of weeks for the Scorpio Full Moon. I'll look forward to catching you there. Check out the Moon Musings article in our April edition of the magazine online for more on this month's new moon, as well as helpful journaling prompts for you to go deeper into your moon work. Take care until then, and as always, write in with any questions or feedback to support@sovereign-magazine.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share if you enjoyed this. It really helps our mission at Sovereign Magazine to connect with and support as many women as we can.